Okay, we'll start here at the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Ashochet et ha-misukanet. Someone does shechita on an animal that's on the verge of dying. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, ad shetiparkes b'yad uberegel. In order for us to know, and we have to determine at this point, how the animal died. You did shechita on the animal. We're uncertain as to whether the animal died from your shechita, or because it was on its last legs anyway, and it died. So how can we tell? That is, after the shechita, if the animal moves or jerks its leg, foreleg, and its hind leg, then we know for certain it was the shechita that killed it, because there's still energy or still strength left in the animal. Rabbi Elazar Omer, daya im zinka. It's enough if it squirts out with force. I mean, the blood that exits the beit shechita comes out in force. That's enough to tell us that the animal was still alive at the point of shechita. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Someone does shechita at night. And he wakes up in the morning. At night means not by the light like we have today. I mean, at night means it's dark when he does the shechita. And it was a behema mesukenet. In the morning, he gets up. He gets up in the morning. He sees the walls are covered in blood. Then it's fine. It says zinka ukimidat Rabbi Elazar. And it's because the blood spurted all over the place. And it's like Rabbi Elazar's position. And therefore, it'll be a kosher shechita. Chamim omrim, that's not enough. You need atche, tiparkes, obiyad, oberegel. You need at least one of them, the foreleg or the hind leg, to move. O atche tikashkesh bizanva, or until it wags its tail. Echad beima daka, vechad beima gasa. This is relevant both to the smaller animals as well as the larger animals. But beima daka, shipashtayada, velo echzira. By the smaller animals, if it only extends its arm, Belechzir doesn't bring it back, Sula. Sheina Ela Hutzat Nefesh Bilvad. Because that happens naturally at the time of death, and that's no indication that there's still strength left in the animal. We need to have it move in two directions in order for it to indicate to us that the animal is still alive. That's only at the point that you came to the Shechita, we already had suspicions that this animal was on its last legs. On the other hand, if we assume that it was healthy until that point in time, you don't need any of this. We assume it's kasher. We assume the shechita is fine. We assume the animal is alive until the point of shechita. Animal becheskat bria, when it's healthy, the assumption is it's also becheskat chayim, that it's also alive until you kill it, until you do the shechita. The only reason by misukenet we have to do this is because there's a reyuta. There's a problem in the chazaka that the animal is alive. There's a high likelihood that this animal might be dead in a very short period of time. And therefore, we need some indication that the animal died from your shechita and not because of natural causes. Right, but we don't know what caused it to move at that point. I mean, it's so close that we don't know if it was the shechita that caused it or the death that caused it. They were off by a couple seconds, and we don't know which one it is. If we see a full movement afterwards, we know that the animal still was strong enough at the point of shechita. If we simply see the leg moving, that could have been caused by the animal dying of natural causes, not by the shechita. The shechita just was finishing off what was already happening by itself. So because it's happening so simultaneously, there's very little differentiation between them. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, Misukenet mi mai disharya. So Gemara says, how do you know that a misukenet is muteret? How do you know that that's the case? The Mishnah has an underlying assumption that misukenet is fine as long as you get the shechita done. Gemara says the other way around, umi mai teseka dat in dasira. Why would you have thought that a misukenet is problematic? I mean, it's alive until the time it's dead. If it's alive, why shouldn't you be able to do shechita? So Gemara says, dichtiv, Zota chaya asher tochelu. These are the animals that you're allowed to eat. And here when they dash in chaya, instead of chaya, they dash in the word chiyut, from life force. Chaya achol, she'ena chaya lo tochel. That when it's alive, or it has life in it, you should eat it. She'ena chaya, that which will not live, does not have a life force living in it, lo tochel. V'ha misukenet eno chaya. And an animal that's on its last legs will not make it through. We know it's going to die. We know it's on its last legs, and therefore maybe it's not permitted to be eaten anymore. So, interestingly enough, the Gemara in other places uses this limud of zota chaya shetochelu to teach you that a treifa is lo chayo, that someone that is a treifa does not live, or that a treifa is problematic because it will not live. So here is I'm going to misuken it and saying that since it will not live, maybe you shouldn't be able to eat it. So Gemara says mida amar rachmana nevela lo tochal. It says by nevela you may not eat a nevela. Nevela is after death, and you may not consume it. Bichlal de misukenet sharya. We can infer from that that while the animal is still alive, it's fine to eat. Di sankadatcha misukenet asira. If you think that a misukenet is problematic, then hashta michaim asira. If it already was asur while it was still alive, lachar mita mivay. You have to tell me after it dies that it's asur. Now Tosa says over here it's not a kal vachomer. The Kal Vachomer is not because of its Asur Michayim, then certainly it's Asur after death, because generally we say that Michayim is a stricter force. It's a Chamur. So it would be the other way around. The Kal Vachomer would be backwards. But Tosafot says that, and Rashi explains the same thing here, that once the Isur applies to it while it's alive, what causes the Isur to disappear? You need a Matir to remove the Isur. So if there's an Isur while it's a Misukenet, after it dies, why does that Isur disappear? Then it should remain intact. It should remain in place. And that's what it means over here. If already it was Asur by the time it was Misukenet, then certainly it's Asur when it's an Avela. Right, so Tosfot asks that question. Now, the question actually bifurcates. If it comes to Eiver Min HaChai, Eiver Min HaChai is terminated from the point of Mita when it dies. Eiver Min HaChai is literally, it comes from the live animal. So when the animal dies, no matter how it dies, Eiver Min HaChai disappears. Tosfot has a problem, and he asks it on himself, because Tosfot believes that there's an Isur while the animal is alive of Ein HaZavuach. Tosfot says that there's an Isur of not being Shechted. There's an Isur that exists, and you need the Shechita to remove it. And Tosfos asks on himself, he says, I don't know what to do with this, but I don't know how the Ein HaZavuach goes away. Because if the Ein HaZavuach is there, and when the animal dies, it remains an Ein HaZavuach, even after it's died, because Shechita is the only thing that can remove it. So Tosfos does ask, show exactly your question on himself, and he says, once I explain that this is not really a Kal Vachomer, but rather, if there's an Isur while you're alive, then certainly it remains when it's died, then also over here, I should have the problem, the same issue with Ein HaZavuach. Tosfos gives a difficult answer to try to get out of this. And it's not really an easy answer to get out of it. Obviously, if you don't believe Ein HaZavuach is an Isur, many of the Rishonim believe that there is no Isur of Ein HaZavuach, then you don't have this problem. Because then you only have the Isur of Eiver Min HaChai, which terminates by itself at the point of death. So Gemara says, okay, I understand what you're saying now, but maybe we'll say it like this. Dilma, Hainu Nevela, Hainu Misukenet. That Nevela and Misukenet, I wouldn't say are synonymous. But rather, a Misukenet is the feeder for Nevela. It's a subcategory of Nevela. So that when it's Misukenet, it will end up being a Nevela. And it says, Lo Sagadatcha. I wouldn't have thought to say this. Dichtiv, V'chi yamut min ha-beima, she'i lachem lo'achla, anogea b'nivlata. So here it is clear that, La'achar mitahu dekari rachmana Nevela, Michayim lo nikra Nevela. The term Nevela, or the terminology Nevela, only applies after death, does not apply when it's alive. So you can't claim that Misukenet is a subcategory of Nevela, that way to get the Nevela is Misukenet, and it's also called a Nevela while it's still alive. Oh, Dilma, the Gemara says, okay, lo mo'em alecha hainu Nevela, hainu Misukenet. No, I'll still say this, that Misukenet is a subcategory of Nevela, but hainu Michayim be'asei, while it's still alive, there's only an Iser asei, because we learned it out from Vizot HaChaya, so there's an Isur Asay. La'achar Mita, which is what the terminology we use for Nevela, is Belav. The Lav only kicks in La'achar Mita. Not that it's not called a Nevela before Mita, but at the point of Mita, there's a Isur Lav that kicks in. But prior to that, there was an Isur Asay. So you haven't proven to me yet how you can distinguish for the fact that Misukenet is Muteret, and that Nevela is Asura. Just because Nevela is Asura doesn't mean that Misukenet is Muteret. Maybe a Misukenet is a Nevela, or is a subcategory of Nevela. You say that the Torah says it only happens after death. That's true, the Lav kicks in after death. Not that it's not a Nevela before that point in time. And that would indicate to us that a Misukenet is a Surah. So I haven't proven yet how I know that Misukenet is Muteret. Now the Gemara says, all right, let's jump to another reasoning, which is El Demar Rachman, the Torah says, Trefa lo tochal. You may not eat a Trefa, Michlal, the Misukenet Sharya. From that you can infer that a Misukenet is okay. Now, a treifa as opposed to a misukenet, the distinction we're going to have to draw here is that a treifa is someone who's mechusar, missing something. There's some deficiency in the animal, and that's why you can't eat it. Whereas a misukenet could die just because it's expiring, it's old age, whatever it is that is causing the death, but not something that is a deficiency in the animal. De'isal kadatcha misukenet asira, because if you had the havamina to say that a misukenet is asur, hashta misukenet lo mechsera asira, hereby Misukenet, where there's nothing missing, it's Asur. Trefa mi bai. Then you'd have to explain to by Trefa where you're missing something that it's Asur. So when it says, V'dilma hainu Trefa, hainu Misukenet. Again, this idea that maybe Trefa and Misukenet are either synonymous or more like it's a subcategory. Truthfully, it would be in violation. The Asay comes from the Misukenet side, and the Lotase comes from the Trefa side. Not that we distinguish between them, not that we separate between them. We say that, well, if the Misukenet had been Asura, then certainly a Trefa would have been Asura, so why do I need a separate pasuk by Trefa? The answer is that They're giving me two aspects of the din. Mr. Kenneth's telling me about the assay, and Treifa is telling me about the lotus. So when I put them together, now any animal that is in this position will have both an Easter assay and an Easter lav. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, imken nevela dichtiv rachman olomali. Why do I need a case of nevela then anymore? Umami chayim kayala belav ve'assay. When it's still alive, there's an Easter lav and an Easter assay lachamita mibai. After death, you have to ask the question. You're asking the same question that we asked above, but once you know, if you've covered all categories now, you've covered misukenet, which is dying without any chisaron, treifa, which is dying with a chisaron. Together, they tell us that everything has an assay and a lav together. Then what removed those isurim? Nothing removed those isurim. What do I need an isur nevela for? The fact that I have an isur nevela indicates to me that michaim, something is mutar. So when it says, no, maybe not. Maybe we can have them all be synonymous. Vidilma, hainu nevela, hainu treifa, hainu misukenet. They're all in the same category. If they're all in the same category, why do I need nevela to add on an additional lav? So that's the answer is, lavor la b'shnei lavim v'asei. That's to say that each one of them is describing to us a portion of the process, which is it can die because of sakana, it could die because of chisaron. It could be a nevela after the fact. Once it dies, it adds on an additional lav. So you have two lavim and you have an assay. So until, while it's still alive, you have a lav and assay. Once it dies, you add on an additional lav on top of it. And that's what the nevela is coming to teach us. Not to teach us that nevela is different than what happened before, but rather it just adds on an additional lav at that point in time. So when it says, all right, third attempt trying to do this, elamei hocha. Now, not that they're synonymous. Not that nevela and treifa are synonymous, but that every treifa will end up being a nevela. I mean, that's the feeder or the subcategory of nevela. That's what it means. It means that every treifa will end up being a nevela. To your question eventually, which is, isn't there a way to die that where you're not the misukenet and you're not the treifa? Isn't there another category? Why does every nevela have to be fed by either misukenet or treifa? The Gemara will get to your question. But at this point, the assumption of the Gemara is that shechita is a different category. If you do shechita, then you're matir it. That's a separate issue. We're talking about here all death that happens outside of shechita. So Gemara says, "Elamehocha v'chelav nevela v'chelav treifa yaseh l'chol melacha v'chol lo tochlu." And when it comes to the chelav of a nevela or a chelav of a treifa, you can do whatever you want with it. You can get the hanah from it v'chol lo tochlu, but it's not permissible for you to eat it. V'amar l'mayhuchata amra Torah. Why did the Torah have to tell us that you can't eat it? Obviously, you can't eat it. You can't eat chelav anytime, whether it's alive or dead, you can't eat chelev. Chelev is asur. So why does the Torah have to tell you you can't eat it? That tells you yavo isur nevela v'yichol al isur chelev. Teach you that isur nevela applies even to chelev. After the animal dies, the animal is not only as an isur chelev, it now has an isur nevela on top of it. Yavo isur treifa v'yichol al isur chelev, the same way, by a treifa. By a treifa, if there's a treifa in this animal, or it dies because it was a treifa, or it has a treifa while it's still alive, then the isur treifa will now apply on top of the isur chelev. It's isur chal al isur. And probably because it's an isur kolel, which is that the isur now includes more than the isur of chelev. Isur chelev is narrow. The isur of nevela, the isur of treifa, includes the whole animal. And when it includes the whole animal, on top of that, it'll also include or encompass in it the isur of chelev. So that's what the pasuk comes to teach you. Now, the fact that it's separated between nevela and treifa shows you that they are separate categories. V'isakadatcha treifa hainu misukenet. If you believe treifa and misukenet are synonymous or subcategories, lichtov rachmana, then the pasuk should have just written this way. Chelev nevela yaseh l'chol melacha. You can get hanah from any chelev of nevela. V'chelev treifa lo tochlu. When it comes to the chelev of treifa, don't eat it. V'ana amina. And for that I concluded. Oma michayim ati isur treifa chaylal isur chelev. While it's still alive, if the Isur Treifa can apply to this animal on top of the Isur Chelev, lachar mita miboy, again, after death, you're going to have to ask me about it. What's the shayla after death? After death, there's no matir here. So the Isur Treifa should remain, or the Isur Nevela should remain. So there you see that there must be some difference between an Isur Nevela and Isur Treifa. Hele michtav rachman and Nevela, klal the Treifa, lav hainu misukenet. The fact that the Torah writes Nevela tells you that Treifa is not an Easter of Mr. Kenneth, meaning that there has to be different ways to reach the point of Nevela. The only way to reach Nevela is Treifa, and within that it's also included Mr. Kenneth. No, there have to be different ways to get to the Easter Nevela, even without Treifa. That's the case. You'll have a position where sometimes there will be no Easter Treifa, and then you'll end up with the Easter Nevela. And that's what you need the Pasuk to teach you, that the Easter Nevela then applies to the Easter Chilev, even after death. That's the proof that Treifa is not Misukenet. Right, so for that way you'll know Misukenet. If Treifa and Misukenet are not the same category, then the fact that Treifa is a surah tells you that Misukenet is Muteret. And that's the way you'll learn it. So now, Matkif La Mar Baravashi, and this I think Shol was your question, Vidilma, the Olam Emlecha, Hainu Treifa, Hainu Misukenet, I have no problem. Treifa, Misukenet can be synonymous, or really that there'll be a subcategory of Treifa. Udgamart, Nevela, Dichtov, Rechman, Olomali. And you're asking me about the Pasuk. Why do I have to separate out Nevela? If Michayim it's Asur, then why do I need anything about Nevela? Lahach Nevela, Dvalachim, Mikoch, Misukenet. What about there are Nevelot that don't have to come through this channel of Misukenet? And I think that's what you're asking, Shaul, that there are different ways to become a Nevela. There's not only one way to get to be a Nevela. Vehechi dami, what's that case? She asah gistera, that he sliced it in half. This was a perfectly healthy animal, and then he sliced the animal in half and it dies. Rashi says that, and it was still mifarkes, it was still flopping around afterwards. It's not a misukenet, it's not a treifa, but it does end up being a nevela. And so maybe I could answer and say treifa and misukenet are the same category, synonymous. Why do I need a separate pasuk of nevela then? Because there's a way to get to nevela that doesn't take the path of misukenet or treifa. So when I says hatam nami over there also, that's also called a treifa or misukenet. Ki ef shard lavi misukenet purta mikame delipsok leruba. When you do a gistra and you slice the animal in half, it hits the rove. That's the point where the animal can't. There's no taking it back. But right before that point, before you get to the rove, the slicing through the animal already puts the animal in danger, in life danger. It's already misukenet before you've completed the point where it's dead. So because of that, it really is, a expedited misukenet. I mean, normally the natural cause of misukenet takes time as the animal deteriorates. Here you're expediting that and you're having it happen in a moment, a moment's notice by cutting it in half. At some point in the cutting, you make it misukenet and then it dies. Vibayitema, if the case is really true that treif and misukenet are synonymous or subcategories of each other, imkein lema chelev nevela, Vitrefa. Then just say chelev, one, the word chelev once. Chelev nevela utrefa. Chelev chelev lamali. Why do I have two separate words? One of nevela and then trefa. Zohi she'en chelba chaluk mibsara. In these instances, by nevela and by trefa, the basar and the chelev have the same din. They're both covered by the yisur. Be'yesh lecha acheret, but there is another category, shechelba chaluk mibsara. The din of the chelev is different than the din of the basar of the flesh. Vezuzu, what's that category? That's a category of misukenet. So the fact that the Torah has to tell you that the Isur Nevela and Isur Treifa are chal on the chelev, that means that there's another case where that doesn't happen, where the Isur does not apply to the chelev, and the chelev itself is the only Isur here. There's no other Isur on top of that, and that's misukenet. That's because the basar by the misukenet is muteret. Because it has to be something that's similar to the Treifa and the Nevela that you have here. You want something that's not a healthy animal. We're talking about an animal that is like a treifa and an nevela. V'ibay tema mehocha. And this is another possibility. It's from the Pasuk in Yechezkel. V'omar ha Hashem Elokim. Hinei nafshi lo mitum'ah. My nefesh was all clean. I was never defiled. U'nevela v'treifa lo achalti. I didn't eat a nevela or a treifa. Minu rai v'adata. Time was young until now. V'lo ba'befi pasar bikul. And no basar pikul ever entered my mouth. Now this is Yechezkel telling Hashem what a good guy he is. So I never ate a nevela and a treifa. I never ate basar pikul. I mean, these are all basic isurim that everybody else is commanded. And why is Yechezkel putting forth this as being something that makes him special? So the Gemara is going to now interpret each one of these. So what does it mean? Hinei nafshi lo mituma. What does it mean that I never defiled my soul? It means shelo hiharti bayom lavodi day tuma balayla. I never had hiurim in the daytime. Now the way the girsa we have it now is, I never had hiurim in the daytime that I had intention to create tumat keri balayla, which would be a big kula in the explanation of this, that only if you had a hiur with the intent of creating tumat keri would it be problematic. If you look in the girsa on the shigutum mekubetz, it is shelo yaharti bayom uvati lidei tuma. That means the hiur is independent of the tumat keri, which is that I didn't have a hiurim, and that brought me to the point where I had tumat keri. The hiurim themselves are problematic. It's nothing to do whether the hiurim are intentionally brought to bring you to the day tumat keri. Any hiurim are problematic because uvati lidei tuma. Now you could argue over here, the way in the Shita, you could also argue the Chumra, which is that Shelo Yaharti Bayom Uvati Lidei Tuma. The Hirurim are only problematic if you do come to Lidei Tuma, Which we know is not also not true, because the Hirurim themselves are problematic, even if they don't come Lidei Tuma Balayla. So I think you have to have a combination of both of them, which is that the Hirurim themselves are inherently problematic. Obviously, the Hirurim can lead to Tumat Keri, which only compound the problem of the Hirurim. But Yechezko was saying that he does not Meharher. Unevela v'trei falo achalti mini urai. I didn't eat a nevela trefa. Shelo achalti basar kuskus. I didn't eat meat of kuskus. Kus means to shchot. Meat that you say, shechte quickly mi'olam. Lo ba b'fi basar pigul. And I never ate basar pigul. Shelo achalti mi'beima shero b'chacham. I never ate from a behema that a chacham gave a psak halacha about. Meaning if there was a suffix about the kashrut of this animal, I needed a psak about it. I didn't eat from such an animal. I didn't eat from an animal that didn't have its matnot taken off of it, even though Yechezkel himself is a kohen, and therefore he doesn't require to have the zra and the chayim and the kibat taken off, because he can eat them. You don't have to have a frashat of the matanot. Nevertheless, he was makbid that the matnot be taken off, even though he was a kohen and could eat them. Now, iamart bishlama sharia. If you say that misukenet is muteret, hainu rebutei Yechezkel. That's why Yechezkel is saying to Hashem, I'm a special guy. Because I didn't eat an animal that they said kuskus, shchot shchot. Animal that was on its last legs, they say quickly, shecht it. I didn't eat from such animal. So if it's muteret, and he says I didn't eat from it, then he's doing something special. Elia marta siro, if you say that it was usur to everybody, then my rebute de cheska. What's so special about yecheska? Everybody's usur on this issue. There's one important Tosafot at the bottom of the Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. Tosafot says, if we look back at yecheska when he spoke about himself, he says, well, I did some really good things. I didn't eat Ve'ema Mesukenet. We explained that it was mutter to others, and he didn't eat it. But it's a fake Ve'ema, and he got a psak from the Chacham. The Chacham said it's okay. And so everybody ate it, but he didn't eat it. So there he was Machpir. By Hirurim, he says, I wasn't Meharher. Well, guess what? Nobody else is allowed to be Meharher. Why is he special, unique, that he wasn't Meharher when everybody else is commanded in the same thing? So Tosfot says over here, Vim Tomar, it's the last toast with Lamazanum a bit. Vim Tomar, my rebute di cheskel, a local adam nami asur. What's the chiddush in cheskel? Everybody's asur. So you just skip down the line. Vish Lamar, tafilo hachi chashiv le rebuta. Why? Shum darmini beget pashud, shlosha dvarim ein adam nitomahem b'chol yom. There's certain things that a person cannot save himself from. Meaning that there are certain items that a person transgresses against his will. He just can't overcome them. One is hirhur arvira, lashona ra, v'yun tfila. So lashona ra we know, obviously. And then Iyun Tfilah, which is a machloket about what Iyun Tfilah means over there, whether it means that he doesn't put a proper amount of kavanah in, or he puts too much kavanah, meaning that he thinks that Hashem's going to answer him, and he demands that Hashem answers him, whatever the Iyun Tfilah is. And the last one is Hirurei Aveira. Tosfos over here says Hirurei Aveira are not what we would have thought. Hirurei Aveira means having Hirurim about doing Aveirot, but rather it says in particular, it's about Hirurim of Arayot that we mentioned over here. And since nobody is safe from them, meaning people are in violation of these without even giving any thought to it, that's what Yechezkel's special status was. He says, despite that most people have a problem with this, or always are a violation of Hirurim, I made sure that myself, I was not Meharher. So just an important toast within Hirurim, and about the extent that one is demanded to try to stay away from Hirurei Avera, and that's what Yechezkel was saying to Hashem, what was unique or special about him. So now Gemara says, Hechi dami misukenet. What's a case of misukenet? So I'm reviewed Amarav. Kol shema midimota ve'enu omedet. You stand it up, and it can't stand on its own. It can't stand on its own strength. It's unable to hold itself up and stand up on its own feet. Rabbi Chanina bar Shalmaya mishmei derav amar. He added on afilo ochelet bikiot. Even if it was able to eat, a bikiot here mean logs. The other girsa in the Maram Roshenberg is that chatichot shel etzim. These are smaller pieces of wood. Rami bar Chesu Amar afilo ochlot korot, even if they eat beams or trunk. Besura mat nehochi. That's the way they learned it in Surah. Bepumpadita mat nehochi, that it was embedded in the statement of Rav Yehuda Marshmo. Hechi damya misukenet. Rav Yehuda Marav kosh madimi otoveno omedet. Anything that any animal you try to stand up and it falls down doesn't stand on its own strength. Vafilo ochelet bikiyot. So they included Rav Chanina's addition in the statement of Rav Yehuda Marshmo that even if it eats, whether it's pieces of wood, logs of wood, Rami Bechezer, my filo chelet korot, and then you have Rami Bechezer adding on a filo chelet korot. Ashkechinu Shmuel the Tamidei de Rav. Shmuel found the Tamidim of Rav. Amalahu, my Amarav b'misukenet. What did Rav, what halacha did you learn from Rav in Misukenet? Amalei hachi amar Rav. This is what Rav said. Go'ah, if it is groaning, moaning and groaning, v'tiel arei, or it defecated, v'kishkesha bozna, or moved its ear, harzeh pirkus. That's considered enough of a movement to indicate to us that the animal was still alive at the point of shechita. Samalu, it's trichalei the abba lazuze one? Rav, abba refers to Rav. Rav required that the ear of the animal move? Shani Omer, Shmuel says, I myself say, kol she'eno dvarim she'mitat osa. That as long as it's something that death doesn't cause, it's not an action of the behemah caused by death, that's enough of an indication that the animal's alive. Tomorrow's daf, we'll start with that. That's the first thing. We'll do that in tomorrow's daf. My ninu, dvarim, what are these items? What is the list of these items? But Shmuel thinks that Rav is too machmir to ask for these specific items to say that the animal is only considered to be alive if it has these animals. He says anything that's not naturally caused by death or a movement not caused by death, that's an indication the animal is alive at the time of the Shechita. Okay, we'll stop here with that, and we'll continue with Shmuel's halachot tomorrow.